Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our studies in selected psalms. And the psalm which we wish to consider today is Psalm 22. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, we would encourage you to read with us. Psalm 22 depicts for us the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Psalm 22 is the beginning psalm of a trilogy. Psalm 22, 23, and 24 are linked together. In Psalm 22, we have the Good Shepherd dying for the sheep. In Psalm 23, we have the Great Shepherd caring for the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In Psalm 24, we have the Chief Shepherd coming for the sheep. And here we have, in these three psalms, we have the cross, the crook, and the crown. We have the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. We have the prophet. He died as a prophet. He maintains us as a priest. He is coming to reign with us as a king. Oh, there is so much to be said. And in depicting for us, and we probably will speak more as we consider the other psalms, 23 and 24, of the wonders of this trilogy. Now, as we start the psalm, we read, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?" Now, can these be the words of David? We know they're the words of our Lord Jesus Christ speaking on the cross, speaking from the cross. Could David say these words? No. No child of God can say that he has been forsaken of God. My God, he does not cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the Lord tells us, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. This was spoken from the lips of Christ, who was hanging on that cross for your sins and for my sins, and he was forsaken that we might never be forsaken. Now, in the 22nd Psalm, we have a prophecy, and the Psalms do bring prophecy before us. They are both devotional and prophetic. We have a prophecy of the sufferings of the holy soul of our Lord Jesus as he hung on that cross for you and for me. He says in verse 2, "O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent." I believe the daytime here are the 3 hours that he was on the cross, from 9 o'clock in the morning till noon. I believe the night season is really from noon till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when there was darkness over all the land, when Christ was suffering for our sins, and he experienced the darkness, the awful darkness that our sins deserved. In that very first verse, he says, "Why art thou so far from helping me?" He felt the distance. Three times in this psalm, the psalmist, or the speaker, and it's our Lord Jesus Christ, the psalmist, of course, was David. He could say, like he said in Psalm 45, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." Yes, God is using my pen to write these words, but the Holy Spirit is the writer. And David brings before us the fact, in this psalm of his, the sufferings of the holy soul of our Lord Jesus. And three times in this psalm, the Lord complains of the awful distance between his soul and God. There are three D's in the 23rd psalm. There is darkness and distance and death. And the Lord experienced them all for you and for me. Distance is a terrible thing. It's a felt thing. Darkness is horrible. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But you and I, if we reject God and go on in our own strength, we're walking in darkness. And if we continue walking in our own strength, entirely oblivious of the salvation that is provided for us in Jesus Christ, when he died for our sins upon that cross, when he experienced the darkness, the awful darkness of our sins, when he felt the awful distance between his soul and God and caused him to cry these words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I know the answer to that question. So he would not have to say, forsake me. And so he would not have to forsake you. He felt that darkness. He felt that distance. He was brought into the dust of death, as we read later in this psalm. But in verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, he says, you're going to till the soil, for out of it you were taken. And for dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. Dust speaks of death. And Christ was brought into death in its very realest form. Death is separation from God. Death is separation in any sense. In physical death, the soul and the spirit are separated from the body. Death is not annihilation. Death is separation. And our Lord Jesus Christ speaks of being brought into the dust of death, separated from God, a holy God that was punishing him for your sins and for my sins. Now, let's go through this psalm, a few of the verses of this psalm, and see how these were indeed the holy sufferings of the soul of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says in verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth them in him. You know, they said those very words in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 43. Those Jews of the hierarchy of Israel, there were taunting him as he hung on the cross, and they said, he trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. They were taunting him. And you know, the thieves that were crucified with our Lord Jesus cast the same into his teeth. Our Lord Jesus goes on in this psalm, verse 9, but thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb, but thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me. Oh, he is feeling that distance from God, the distance that you and I had to feel, or should have felt, rather. And for those who will not have Christ, they will feel that distance from God in a future time. There are scriptures to prove it. Be not far from me, he could say. Then he said in verse 12, many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. When they nailed them to the cross, they nailed them in a reclining position. And then they hoisted the cross up. It would take men, several men, to do it. And then they would drop it into the socket that they had dug. As it fell into the socket, all of his bones would be pulled out of joint. Think of it, if you please. David wrote these words 1,000 years before Christ died. Jews did not crucify people. That was a Roman device. And this speaks in a dramatic fashion of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws, the intense thirst of crucifixion. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked enclose me. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare at me. He's feeling the reproach, the violation of his own modesty. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture, but be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. He's crying because he is enduring my judgment and your judgment, suffering for my sins. And then he says in verse 20, deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. That terrible beast with a single horn, mythical perhaps in the minds of some, and he says, I'm impaled on that horn. Save me, Lord. And then there's a dramatic change. In verse 22, we go from the cross to the resurrection. There are no more sufferings after verse 21 in Psalm 22. But in verse 22, our Lord Jesus Christ says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. Now the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He said that immediately after he rose from the dead. He revealed himself, first of all, to Mary Magdalene. Remember these words as they are repeated in John's Gospel. She thought that he was the gardener, and he said her name, Mary, and she turned and said, Rabboni. And the Lord said, don't touch me. Well, we read it. Psalm 20 and 17. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Think of how that compares with the words of Psalm 22 and verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Think of what he has purchased for you and me. He declares the Father's name. And then he gives us a theme of praise in verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Fear him, all ye seed of Israel. He has given us a theme of praise. And every child of God has a theme of praise. He loved me, and he died for me. He washed me from my sins in his own blood. Oh, what a theme of praise he's given us. He's given us life and satisfaction because he hung on that cross. Verse 26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Eternal salvation comes out of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've not read the psalm in detail. We've not read all the verses. Please read this psalm over and see what Christ went through to purchase your salvation at the cost of his own life. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the majesty, the truth that is embodied in this psalm may grip our souls and indeed cause us to praise you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.